Hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the show that I like to call Foxtrot. And today is a very special edition of Foxtrot, in that I'm sure that most of you are aware today, or I guess yesterday, the past 24 hours, roughly, the past 24 hours has been Spotify Wrapped Day, where we all got to see what we listened to on the wonderful music app that is Spotify. So today, it's Spotify Wrapped Edition Day of Foxtrot, the second annual Spotify Wrapped episode. I can hear you all cheering right now. This is going to be best show ever. So we're going to, I pretty much just have my top songs of 2023 on shuffle. I do not know what's going to play next, but we're going to listen to it. And then every few songs will stop. I'll tell you if there's a fun little backstory there. There probably won't be, but I will at least tell you that the songs are good, because I tend to do that, I think, whenever I talk on the radio. And yeah, I think it's gonna be a fun little hour. As we often do, we'll laugh, we'll cry, but most importantly, we'll make some memories and listen to Spotify user NDD03's top songs of 2023. So that first one we listened to was the 14th most listened to song I listened to all year, apparently, and that was Publix by Hookie. That song's fun because I am from a place where Publixes are prevalent, and they don't have them up here. So you guys don't even know what you're missing, because Publix is where shopping is a pleasure. That was not sponsored. Okay. Without further ado, let's get into my Spotify Wrapped. And, yeah, let's have some fun. Okay, goodbye for now.
Something strange out of King James, the air had changed, it wasn't the same. High school dames, you long to fame, you changed their names, you moved to Queens. Put all these things out in flames, whose downtown claim a charter remains. Moving along now, I'm strange from all the shame, running but good. I'm chewing outside, building.
Good. song to set me free. Nobody writes them like they used to, so it may as well be me. Here am I now after hours, here am I now on a bus. Think of it this way, you could either be successful or be us. With our winning smiles and our hands, with our catchy tunes or words. Now we're photogenic, you know, we don't stand a chance. Oh, I'll settle down with some old story about a boy who's just like me. Thought there was love in everything and everyone, you're so naive. Reach a sorry ending, they always get it in the end. Still it was worth it as I turned the pages solemnly. And then, with a winning smile, the boy with naivety succeeds. At the final moment I cried, I always cry at endings. Just thought I'd let you know goodbye, said the hero in this story. It is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. I'm dying, get me away, I'm dying, get me away, I'm dying, get me away, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying, oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, get me away, I'm dying, get me away, I'm dying, get me away.
It's easy enough to lure myself out of my house if I don't think about all my limits. I'm on my feet, I'm on my way, I'm wandering. It's easy enough to lie myself back down, as simple as like I just remember how all my limits have held me back. I hold my head and I let it ask why I'm altogether down. When will it end myself?
Okay. We just listened to Easy Enough by Pine Grove. Just before that was Stale Device by Girlpool. Right before that was Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian. And right before that was Hartsdale Hotbox by Frog. If you're just tuning in, today is special edition Spotify Wrapped Foxtrot episode, where I am playing, I'm just putting my top songs on shuffle, and then I'm talking about them. That Frog song comes off their 2019 album, Count Bateman. Okay, before I talk about the rest of these songs, I need you all to understand that what is about to happen with every song I talk about for the rest of the show is I'm going to go, I forgot how good this song was, because that is how I'm feeling with all of these. Like, low-key, guys, I listen to some good music this year. We're off to a good start, I think. That Frog song, it's like, it fits into the category I call of like head boppers, where you're just like putting your head forward and back. You're like, yeah, like the guitar work in that is crazy. I don't know how they did that. And you know, I think that really speaks volumes about what me as in the host and you as in the listener are doing right now, because we are way up past our curfew. And it's kind of chill, if I had to do so myself. Say so myself. But yeah, check out Frog. They released a new album called Grog like a week or two ago, and it's really good. So you should check out Frog. We might hear them again, honestly. They show up on my Wrapped a fair amount. Belle and Sebastian, Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying. Classic Belle and Sebastian track. Oh my God, it is so good. I'm telling you all, I forgot how good it is. Like, I feel like every time I listen to that song, I'm like, oh, this song, surely it'll get old at some point. It doesn't. It's so whimsical. The end is great. I don't know. I've like, everything that's been said about that song has been said. I'm just a pleasant enjoyer who enjoys me some Belle and or Sebastian. Girlpool, Stale Device. The guitar, talking about guitar, the like little riff, the bam, like, okay, that was crazy. Like, it's weird because I don't like a lot of Girlpool stuff. No shade to Girlpool. But they randomly went shoegaze here, and it rules. So, shout out Girlpool for that one song. You guys killed it. I'm not gonna be mean, but like, it's something, they were like cooking there, and it's not even one of their more popular songs. It really confuses me because it's crazy. Okay, I'm like, this is gonna be amped. Easy Enough by Pine Grove. I have a fond memory of last semester listening to that song on repeat while I was writing like a 17-page paper. And it did the trick. It's a good Pine Grove song. Pine Grove is actually my number one artist this year. So there's a high chance, I think, that we're going to hear some more Pine Grove, which I'm happy with. This is just a jam, I think. It's one of their more... I wouldn't call this a bop-your-head tune, but it's definitely like a... You're jiving, I think, a little bit, at least. Surely you all were jiving a little bit. Like, just the teensiest bit, surely. I like to think so, at least. Okay, we're going to keep listening to my Spotify Wrapped. I'm having a blast. I don't know if you guys can tell. I hope you are, too. And without further ado, here's more music. Okay, see you in a bit.
All the places I've known and the faces I've seen over time are unseen and unknown. When you live in the dark and you start to believe everyone is asleep in the same way that you are, half life and half dream and half crazy to believe in anything at all. I thought I knew it well. In my mind, I knew well what I wanted you. What it is to me, and it's always half strange to believe in anything halfway insane and halfway home in your arms. Other love, like no other love I'd known before.
Let's break this horse and cut our hair. I hate these lies.
I'm back again. We just listened to Snowy, exclamation point, by Your Arms Are My Cocoon. Just before that was Vines to Make It All Worth It by Runiner. Right before that was Cowboy Hat by Sea Ghost. Right before that was Always Half Strange by Angel Olsen. And before that was Skipper by Alex G. I don't know why my Spotify rap decided to give me the shortest songs ever all in a row, besides like the Sea Ghost. But that was fun, I think. I love that Alex G song. I like the howl at the end where they go, ah, woo, like Wolves Back, arguably. I would say that. I don't have much else to say besides that. Shout out Alex G. I think he was my number one artist last year. Last year or 2 years ago. So shout out AG, I guess. Angel Olsen, Always Half Strange. Angel Olsen was my fifth artist. So shout out Asheville, North Carolina. Shout out Blue Ridge Mountains, hometown. I'm not from Asheville, but I'm from the Blue Ridge region. That song comes off her debut, which, if you are a frequent listener of Foxtrot, you know my very strongly held opinion that Angel Olsen's first album is her best album because she yodels, and it's there in the song. It's awesome. I don't know why she refuses to yodel. Or not even, it's not even yodeling, but like use her voice in a yodeling-esque fashion. That, like, I don't know why she doesn't do it anymore. It's so cool and sounds incredible, and she won't do it. You heard it here in this song, Always Half Strange, that is. And it was not strange. It was awesome. Sue me, okay? Angel, if you're listening, I need this. I need this so bad. Bring back the yodel, please. Okay. That was really impassioned. That was probably not necessary. Sea Ghost by Cowboy Hat. This song kind of feels out of place right now. Because it is very much just like a high school song that I really liked in my junior year of high school, I think. But it's very much like a nostalgia song where I'd be like, who remembers this song? And so I'll play it a lot. And so it ended up on my Wrapped. And it's like quaint little like indie pop. I don't know. This band released one EP, a Sea Ghost, that is, released one EP titled SG in 2015, and they didn't release anything else, and this song's on it. And I don't know, I think it's like kind of fun. I don't know how I found this when I was like 17 or 16 or whatever, but the ending is cool. The like, okay, you guys killed it. It's like the production's weird. It's like it's mixed kind of weirdly too, I think. But I think it's endearing, and I don't know. I enjoy listening to it still at my wise 20 years of age. So I think it says something. Vines Make It All Worth It, Runnin' Her. I didn't know this song was like a thing on TikTok, but I guess it is. I think it's quaint. Okay, actually, not talking about the song anymore. I learned devastating news. So I call this guy Runnin' Her because there's three N's in his name. So you would think it's Runnin' Her. But today, he like the like Spotify's like video to your listeners. He sent out the video, and I watched it. And he called himself Runner, which just ruined my entire perception of him. I think it should be Runner. I'm sorry, there's three N's. But Vines Make It All Worth It is a good song. Again, it's a short one, so that's cool. And Snowy by Your Arms Are My Cocoon. This song rocks because there's this tweet I think where it's like every like emo song is just the most beautiful guitar riff you've ever heard, followed by the worst voice ever. And I'm not gonna say that this is a bad voice, because I think it's interesting. I wouldn't call it bad, but the guitar work is really why I like this song. It's gorgeous. I like the and then it's called Snowy, and I listened to this in the beginning of, I guess, last semester when it was like January and February when it was snowing, and it fits perfectly. So I don't know. I like it's a cool song. I understand why people wouldn't like it, but I think it's fun. Okay, is that make me so wrong? I don't think so. And you know what else is something that I would not deem so wrong? If anything, I would deem so right, perhaps. The idea that you should go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that's right. Green batteries, get them. You should. Okay, we're going to keep listening to my Spotify Wrapped, and we're going to have a really good time doing it. I've had a great time, and I'm excited about the song that's coming up next that I just paused on before I played this. So, yeah, be back in a little bit. Let's enjoy this sweet, sweet music.
You walk up on the raised edge, hands out for balance, slipping, you almost grab mine, but you find your feet. And I never wanted so much someone to fall. It's just been a weekend, but in my mind we summer in France with our genius daughters now. And you teach me to play the piano. I'll be there. What's more, I'm scared of the phone. Don't ring it, please know that I'm just trying to find some way to keep me in your mind. And later on, had Billie Eilish style, moving to Berlin for a little while, trying to find something to hold on to. Never texts me nothing, but she wants to tell me she's not that hard to find, and message me if you change your mind. Darling, I'll keep fine.
Seven words I say to you, one by one. I love you, and you have to know. If I could change how I'm insane. Starting to hurt, and I know you moved on. Telling everyone how I'd done you so wrong. Cat scratch a beast, my words that made you bleed. Tomorrow now. am I? Who am I but a stranger took you down? It's starting to burn.
Okay, gonna be brief. We just listened to Track X by Black Country New Road. Right before that was Modern Woman by Tennis. And before that was Seven Words by Wiseblood. Right before that was Good Will Hunting by Black Country New Road again. I really thought I was gonna make it to the whole show without getting a repeat. But Black Country New Road ruined that for me. So, thanks guys. Good Will Hunting, that was like the song that really got me hooked on the Black Country New Road. I was in this studio when I heard it for the first time, which I think is fun. And it's from their 2022 album, Answer Up There. My favorite album last year. It is so good. Go listen to it if you haven't. It's incredible. Why is Blood? 7 words. I got really into the song over the summer. So I was doing really well emotionally in the summer, as you could tell. Shout out Wise Blood. She's awesome. I'm like best. One of my favorite voices, I think, that's out in the music world today. She's great. Modern Woman by Tennis. I think I played this on my last show. I think that was like the song I closed with. So that's funny that we got to hear that again. The loyal Foxtrot listeners are loving it right now. They are really appreciative of that callback, you could say. And then Track X by Black Country Road. That comes from their debut for the first time. It's like gorgeous. I don't know. I don't know much else to say besides that it's gorgeous. It's beautiful, awe-inspiring. What do you want me to say? You heard it. It's great. Sorry. Sue me. Yeah. So that concludes Foxtrot Spotify Wrapped Edition. I personally had a great time. I feel like I was really amped up this whole time, which is strange because I am exhausted right now. And yeah, thank you all for listening. Again, my name is Noah. This is Foxtrot. Every other week, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, everyone to say it from 1 to 2 a.m. It's a great time. You should come listen if you enjoyed it. I won't be doing Spotify Wrapped every time, obviously. But I think my music's pretty equivalent to what we just heard tonight. So, yeah, if someone floated your boat, you can come listen. Okay, we're going to close out with my top song of the year, which I would like to emphasize I heard before it blew up on TikTok. It was like I released the song like a month and a half before or 2 months before, and then it blew up. I promise I am so esoteric. Guys, I promise. Yeah, anyway, here's my top song of the year. I hope you all have a wonderful week, wonderful morning tomorrow, wonderful day, who's to say? And yeah, again, this is Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 FM Dave from Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Need To by Pine Grove, and I will see you all at some point. Okay.